All right, ladies and gentlemen from around the Delaware Valley, welcome to the HealthBridge Highlight Hour. We're sponsored by HealthBridge Chiropractic. We've got a phenomenal show. Our normal host of the show, Dr. Matt Marcus, is not here today. We have pinch hitting in the cleanup seat, Dr. John Panucci. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Beautiful day. Great Wednesday afternoon. Now, before we start the show and introduce our awesome guest, a little message from Dr. Matt Marcus about his partner. We said, make sure we tell the audience and make it clear how much Dr. John Panucci is appreciated for his leadership, work ethic, and commitment, especially by myself, valuing him as a partner and a friend. He's an amazing. So, you know, the doc, obviously, your partner highly respects and appreciates what you do for the practice, which means a lot because you guys are one of the premier injury practices in the Delaware Valley. So we want to get that to make sure everybody knew it right away. And pretty high praise from Dr. Matt Marcus.
Oh, that's great. I'm actually really excited to hear it, Joe.
You know, he's... How much did you pay Matt to write that? With the cost, it must have cost you dinner, right?
I didn't want to tell you how much it cost me because I'm losing money already.
But anyway, no, I mean, it's great praise because Dr. Marcus is awesome and he does a great job on the show. And we're going to have a fantastic show. Now, we have an outstanding attorney that is your guest today. And people... Just so everybody knows, this is not sports radio, but when we introduce our next guest, you may think it is for a second, but I can assure you that it's not. I'm ecstatic to bring on to the program Ben Simmons of DeFino Law Associates. How are you, Ben?
I'm good. How you doing today, Joe?
I'm doing fantastic. I couldn't wait to get here because I had all these questions about shooting and stuff like that. Instead, you're one of the premier attorneys, personal injury attorneys, and you do general civil litigation and criminal defense. So we don't have to deal with the shooting the basketball issue. But how are you? And welcome to the broadcast.
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. John, thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome, Ben.
You know, Joe, you're not the first person I've disappointed, actually.
I'm excited because I thought it was going to be a volatile conversation. I saw Charles Barkley... do an interview yesterday and with one of the news stations and he was giving it to Ben Hughes. I thought this was going to be volatile. I was going to get security, but you know what? we have a great attorney and a civilized conversation we're going to have. First, what I want to do is, John, remind our listeners a little bit about HealthBridge, premier injury practice around the Delaware Valley. You guys do a lot. To help those who are suffering from work injuries, personal injuries. Talk about the practice.
Yeah, of course, Joe. So we've been around for about 30 years. We're HealthBridge Chiropractic. We have a chiropractor at every office. We have 8 locations throughout the Philadelphia region. We specialize in chiropractic treatment. We do therapeutic exercises. And we've been around, like you said, for a long time, and we're excited to help and coordinate patient care for people, get people back together.
And you guys do injured workers and individuals that get injured in accidents or in other negligent matters, if they slip and falls, all kinds of personal injury type stuff as well, correct?
Correct. So we do all kinds of motor vehicle accidents. We do work injuries. So a lot of times people get in these car accidents and they don't realize they're injured. And couple of days later, they have some neck pain, some low back pain, and they have that adrenaline. And when you get in the accident, you don't really know. You don't feel things right away. So we always tell patients and think about how their body feels a couple of days later, see if the pain comes back, gets worse, and we take care of these injuries from these car accidents and these work injuries that people
it's amazing because it is true. People, when I say often, I'd say probably you could elaborate more, but don't know, unless it's a catastrophic injury on the spot, they often don't know how injured they are. And in both areas of work injuries and personal injuries, there's an uphill battle that individuals are facing that they may not realize. You know, of course, even if it's if there's a first work injury, they don't realize that they could get beat up, and that if it wasn't for medical and when it's a personal injury or auto accident, you know, on TV, Flo doesn't mention that, you know, once you use the insurance, that you know, we're going to break them on you. But at the end of the day, sometimes it's difficult. And that's where DeFino and Associates comes in, because they do a great job in representing, you know, those people that on the legal side when it comes to injuries, you know, of all types.
Of course. And that big thing is, like you're saying, Joe, you're getting these injuries from these car accidents, and you really don't know what's been hurt and what's been injured. And
that's right.
And a lot of people think of chiropractic just as like the neck and the back. We treat extremities. We treat the wrist, the knees, the ankles. So we take care of the entire body. So these patients come in, they come in with shoulder injuries and ankles. We take care of all of it. And we actually have a wide range physicians that we work with as well. So if we can't take care of the issue,
you have a great network.
We have a great network. I mean, we're friends with orthopedic surgeons, neurosurgeons, neurologists, pain management. So we kind of dictate the care and help these people get back to their civilization, back to work as fast as possible.
If you will, Ben, talk about, you know, the firm, you know, a little bit about the culture of the firm and who your clients are.
Sure. Well, yeah, like you were just talking about, right, when you have these, especially in car accidents, right, when you get these rapid acceleration, deceleration injuries, you're talking, you know, for the large part, they're soft tissue, they're strain, they're sprain injuries. But it's like when you go to the gym, right, and you work out, and you go home, and you're a little tight, you know, but sure, you feel okay. And then the next day, you're feeling a little bit more. And it's 2 days later is when you really feel it,
absolutely,
right? You know, if you get in a good workout at the gym, you're really sore 2 days after that,
yeah,
right? But you've done that in a controlled setting. You've done it in a controlled manner, right? So that the muscles, they repair themselves. You know, you rest them up. You maybe take some ibuprofen or, you know, eat some protein, and boom, you're good to go within a couple of days. But in a car accident, when you've got a rapid onset kind of traumatic injury, the muscle strain, it doesn't heal the same way. It doesn't repair itself as quickly because it was – it's more severe, you know, in the extent to which it happened, and it's different in the way that it happened. So a lot of people, like you were saying, they don't even notice that they really have an issue until a couple of days after the accident's taken place, and then it just never goes away until you get in someplace like HealthBridge and get the treatment that you need. You know, our firm, we're in South Philly. We're kind of a stone's throw from the sports complex.
Yep.
It started up. I'm the only non-Italian lawyer in the firm. It's DeFino, Starnieri, Palazzo, Simmons,
right,
and the Persian. Now we added a new attorney recently, so I'm kind of the Tom Hagen of the operation.
But what's interesting, first of all, it's a great and it's in the heart of South Philly, and I love community feel. There's a lot of you know, you guys know the community around you, support the community, and that's why the firm has been around for so long. It's a big part of who you guys are.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it started out, it's always been a South Philly, you know, a community office, like you said. And, you know, my boss's father was a common pleas court judge for 19 years in Philadelphia. But they called him the mayor of 20th Street, right? Because he was always just walking up and down 20th, and everybody in the neighborhood knew him. You know, he passed away about 7-8 years ago now, unfortunately. But I remember his viewing. You know, they had to do it over, I think, 6 hours over 2 days, right? Because thousands of people coming out to pay their respects to the man. And it's that kind of respect, that mutual appreciation between the office and the community, that's always kind of been our focus, you know.
And the array of specialties that you handle, of course, car accidents and slip and falls, but you guys handle a lot of different, including yourself. I mean, you handle criminal defense as well, right?
Yeah. I do criminal defense work also. It's not as much of a part of our practice as it used to be, but it still is definitely a you know, core function of our office. Because we're trying to basically, if you come into our office, if you need help with something, we want to be able to help you out. And a lot of times that is in the context of an injury, you know, but a lot of times somebody had a bad day, somebody made a mistake, somebody made a bad decision, and they're going to have to deal with the consequences to some extent. And sometimes somebody didn't do anything, and they're being accused of it, you know. And that happens more often than you might think. But, you know, I mean, we're basically just trying to help you out if you come into our office. And if it's not something that we handle necessarily, if it's a tax matter or something like that, we'll find you the right person to handle it for you. But for the most part, you know, if you come along, we want to figure out how to help you out. And you know, like you said, we do a lot of personal injury, premises liability, motor vehicle accidents, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we do handle medical malpractice also, the criminal defense work. And then, you know, I enjoy doing civil rights litigation also, because it's sort of an overlap between the injury practice and the criminal defense practice. Because,
sure,
you know, these are people who in a lot of circumstances they're dealing with, you know, they're interacting with law enforcement, or they are in a custodial setting, you know, they're in prison or, you know, the county jail. But, you know, there are certain rights that they're entitled to that they, you know, that do need to be protected when they're in that kind of setting. And, you know, we do our part to help make sure that those are being protected.
When you have a successful practice or firm, culture is always a big part of it. And I always get totally amazed at what, you know, when you have a long-term situation where everybody's got each other's back and there's no cattiness. And I think it's, there's an art to it, you know, and it begins at the top, leadership, you know, whoever's, leading the firm. I want to kind of segue to Healthbridge. You guys have 8 locations. And when somebody's got 8 locations and you obviously you have that big of a base, you need a team of leaders that are on the same page. And certainly you want to accommodate, is that the 8 locations, I mean, I'm assuming, because people come for their therapy, you know, sometimes more than a couple times a week. I'm assuming it's for convenience.
Of course. I mean, the convenience is one of the biggest things. And one thing about us, which is great, we actually have parking at each of our offices. So it makes it very convenient, especially when you're in a lot of pain and you can't look for parking. And I mean, especially down in South Philly, as Ben would know, and parking's horrible. So just having that convenience of having that parking lot for all the patients just to kind of park, come in the office, do their exercises.
And when you're going to a place 3-4 times a week, you know, I mean, a law practice, you're coming once, you know, and in the neighborhood, you may be walking by, you know, walking down, but still, you know, but, you know, you got to go 4 times a week to your therapist, to your doctor. It's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, they're coming in 2-3 times a week, Joe. I mean, they're coming in to see me. I mean, sometimes mostly my good looks, but.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I mean, I was thinking that the 2 of you guys, you know, I'm sure you're driving Bentleys around, you know, down just based on. Yeah.
That's why I did my hair today, Joe, for you. Right. I got a comb back, slick back for you today, you know?
See, to me, it's, you know, I'm on talk radio because I got that kind of face. But, it is interesting. But the leadership at the top is what really, you know, makes an organization what it is. And one of the things that we talked about, Dr. Panucci, is at Healthbridge, the fact that, you know, starting with Matt Marcus, the managing partner, and of course, with yourself and the other partners, Dr. Mahare, you're on the same page. You've got each other's back, and your 8 locations can't be, it's not a skip in the park. You know, it takes a lot of work, but you all have to be on the same page.
100%. I mean, it's dedication. Having each other's backs. And I mean, for instance, as you said, I mean, I'm hopping in here today for Dr. Marcus, and Dr. Marcus couldn't be here today. So I stepped in to help him out. And he
well, after, by the way,
me.
After your performance today, I don't think Dr. Marcus is going to be back.
He might not. I don't know. I mean, if he hears me now, Matt, I mean, Dr. Marcus, I hope you're doing good out there, but.
Hold on. You guys ever hear of somebody named Wally Pipp?
Wally Pipp. I don't think I have.
Well, I'm going to
never heard of him.
Have you heard of Lou Gehrig?
Of course.
All right. Well, Wally Pipp one day took a day off, okay? And Lou Gehrig played 2,100 straight games. He never got in again. This'll teach Dr. Marcus for having a prior engagement.
It's like Gannon, right? You know, same kind of thing, man.
Yeah. When Rich Gannon jumped in there?
Yeah, no. Who was he? He got hurt. God, this is a long time ago.
Oh, I played high school football against Rich.
Oh, really?
So I played at Roman Catholic, and Rich was, I was a senior. He was a junior at prep.
It was like when Alex Smith went down and Kaepernick came in, and then Alex got healthy again, and they said, we might have to find somewhere else to send Alex.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on.
But so I'm assuming, you know, you'll pass the baton back to Dr. Matt Marcus, but at the same time.
John, I'm looking out the window right now. I actually see Marcus pulling his car up.
Oh, my God, he's in
a panic. I think he's actually pulling in the parking lot. Is that Matt?
I like this. What's that, theater of the mind, right?
That's right. Well, I didn't invent that, Joe Krause. My production partner, my radio partner did, but
Joe, it's with Healthbridge, I mean, we've worked really closely with pretty much all the Healthbridge offices at this point. I mean, John's right up the street from us. So we're always, trying to get people, you know, set up with this office because we know that they provide a really high quality of care.
Sure.
And there are, you know, when you're doing personal injury work, you deal with a lot of different doctors' offices and you deal with a lot of different doctors because clients are coming from all over the city. And you see a lot of different standards of care, the way that offices operate themselves. And some of them are, you know, trying to figure out the processes. How do we build this appropriately? How do we get the person in as often as they need to come and all that kind of stuff? And they're too process-oriented necessarily. I think Healthbridge, like, the difference is making sure that they have the right people that they need in order to make sure that they're providing the right quality of care to people. So like John was talking about, you know, not just making sure that they're getting the diagnostic testing that they need to know what the extent of their injuries are, you know, from the outset so that they know how to treat that appropriately, but then making sure if they do need to follow up with a neurosurgeon, with the neurological care, if they need to get an EMG, if they're having nerve pain, if you know, God forbid, they need a surgical consultation, that they're getting to the people that they need to get to make sure that they know what is wrong with them and that they've done everything that they can to try to make it
Doc,
better.
You hear what Ben is saying. One of the things that... when you hear that statement, when I hear it, one of the things that's most amazing is how many injury victims, injured workers in particular, from where I'm coming from, they don't get diagnosed, they don't get the right diagnostics. So, and their case and whatever their situation is depends so much on it. Why? And I'll ask Ben this first, but Ben, why, so often does the insurer often not prescribe the proper or at least extensive diagnostics that would help you get to an injured worker or injury victim get to the bottom of their injury? Why, you know, what is the, you know, why is it so much? And it, of course, it takes a company like Healthbridge to jump in there and actually, you know, find out what the actual injury is. But that's step one. How come it's such a, you know, mystery?
Well, money to some extent.
So they don't really
want to
know. I
mean, everything comes down at the end of the day. It can be, to some extent, it's a matter of timing. And I'm not necessarily trying to impugn every insurance company, right?
Right,
you know,
of course.
But I have to deal with them every day. And, you know,
it's not 100% of them, but it certainly is plenty of times.
Yeah, well, they have, there's a checklist, right? You have to hit it this, and this, and it has to happen on these dates. And if you don't do this and you don't get this thing done, then boom, we're going to cut it off and we're not going to pay it anymore. And we're going to go after the doctor and try to get repaid for benefits that we've already paid. And, you know, I had a case a while ago where a woman had been doing chiropractic care and wound up needing an MRI. But they thought that she had already exceeded the extent of the care that she needed. So they cut off her payments, right, for her bills. But the MRI came back, and she had positive findings. She had two herniations in her cervical spine.
Who prescribed the MRI?
It was the chiropractor, you know. But by that point, the insurance company had decided that they were done paying. The MRI came back, and we sent the MRI back to the insurance company, and we said, well, how can you say that she's already exceeded her necessary level of care when you didn't even know what the extent of her injury was? And we had to fight that over. We fought that for months to get them to turn it back on and pay it. And that winds up interfering with the care that the person's receiving and all of that. I mean, these PIP benefits, personal injury protection under your auto policy, that's a benefit that you're entitled to by virtue of the fact that you pay for your car insurance. That's part of what they owe you, especially in Pennsylvania, where the insurance company has gotten a lot of favorable laws passed on
their
behalf.
Right.
Just pay the PIP benefits. Let the person get the treatment they need.
What they paid for, what they bought in their auto policy.
Yeah.
And it's very confusing to me, and really more than confusing, infuriating, because had they done the proper diagnostic testing at the beginning, like, we're not idiots. You know what I mean? Like, we know what they're doing. Are you kidding me? They don't want to know. Mm-hmm. They don't want, and they're hoping that somebody, they don't come to an attorney like DeFino, like Ben Simmons at DeFino or Nick Palazzo or anybody. And they certainly don't want to see anybody at Healthbridge Chiropractic. Now, let's do the right thing. Not all of them, but a large percentage of them, because they don't want that. Because if that shows if there's a problem with the, if the test results come back, well, now all of a sudden, you got a more extensive injury on paper.
Yeah.
And don't you think ethically speaking, it drives me crazy when I hear these things that these injury victims go through, when all they could have had was to go to a location like Healthbridge and get a test.
Well, I don't want to go off on a dissertation on health insurance and auto insurance. I could go all day.
We've done shows all day in the thousands. So let me just say this. We'll get the health insurance itself. Auto insurance and what you should have, breaking it down. We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Because people don't know. They all think that, here's one for you. I got full coverage. Oh, you're good. I must be covered for... It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that as an attorney. And we try to educate people on those, when they're getting their... It all starts when they're getting their auto insurance, correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, and the problem is you've got a lot of competition, obviously, in the marketplace, right? You got the Progressives and the State Farms and you got all these different commercial and consumer auto insurers. And they're all competing on price. They're not necessarily competing on quality of the product that they're selling you. They're trying to get you the best price. And it's
well, that's right. Everybody's...
Here's the name your price tool, or here's the, you got a broker who's just telling you, here's the cheapest policy that
exactly.
I can get you.
The bottom
that's great.
Line.
So you're state legal. But then if anything happens to you, you got basically no protection.
Exactly.
And people don't understand what the different coverages are that are available to them when they're getting their policy in the first place.
Which, by the way, at the end of the show, they will know it. Doc, if you would... talk to us about what it's like to have somebody come into the practice. They've already been beat up, okay? And, like Ben has said, Healthbridge does a great job at doing the testing and making sure that, people get their injury diagnosed. Shouldn't that's got to be the first priority at Healthbridge, correct?
Well, the first priority is, I have to say, Joe, is when they walk in the front door. All these people are in pain. They're hurt. They're not feeling good. They don't want to come in and leave their house. They're in lots of pain. Let's think about this.
Sure.
They just got in a car accident. Their neck's jammed up. Their low back. So the first step is them walking through that front door. We have exceptional front desk staff. As soon as you walk in, they greet you with that smile.
Sure.
I think that's the very first thing that everybody wants. They walk in that front door, they're greeted by a smile. How are you doing? Is everything okay? Can we help you with this and that? I think that's the first thing that we do, and we go over above and beyond with Healthbridge Chiropractic, with that connection with that patient. That's the very first step. And then when they come in to see me, I do an evaluation. I do a thorough evaluation. We're doing neurological testing. We're checking their reflexes, their range of motion, orthopedic examinations, and coming up with the best treatment plan for our patients. Every treatment plan is specific on that certain injury, on that certain person. We all have different body types, and we come in at different standards. If we look at certain people, they come in, they're in their 20s, and they're fit. The next guy might be in his 60s, have some preconditions of arthritic conditions, and has some hypertension and things of that nature, and high blood pressure. So everything we look at is designed on that patient.
But diagnosing the actual, the injury itself has got to be, after, of course, the experience is important and all that stuff, but that's got to be at the beginning of the process, at least when they come to you, paramount.
Yeah, so of course, diagnostic is very important, especially with these car accidents. We're sending out for these x-rays. You might come to my office and tell me I had this neck pain and you want me to kind of adjust your neck and move it around. You definitely want to know, hey, do I have a fracture in here? We want to make sure you're okay and nothing's affecting the arteries. So 100% getting these x-rays, diagnostic testing is very important.
Well, and you hear that, Ben, you're talking to, a doctor, it's amazing. We know what the a lot of the insurance companies are up to, and confusing when they don't. But a lot of times, Doc, you're getting them, you're getting the doctors, and I know that the Fino is also getting individuals after they've been beat up by the system a little bit. In other words, they've they never been in a car accident, they've never been in a work injury, and now all of a sudden, and you would figure that you're paying your premiums every month, or you're going to work every month, you're spending all your time at the same workplace for years and years. If you get hurt, they would have your back. But a lot of times they get beat up and they have nowhere else to go. And the Fino Law Associates are one of the best. And so now they walk in your office. Talk about that, Ben, in regards to the process of trying to make somebody feel comfortable, having that bedside manner and setting expectations from day one. And sort of like restarting the clock for somebody who's, been beat up and walking has nowhere else to go.
Well, yeah, and in medicine, I know I've always heard the term that if you listen to the patient, they will tell you the diagnosis, right? And it's amazing what some of these physical symptomology tests, these objective exams can actually figure out, and they're all very specific. There's one particular thing I'm going to try to do with your leg. And if I'm able to do it, then that'll tell me one thing. If I'm not able to do it, then that'll tell me something else. And, it's like that with a client, right? If you listen to the client, they're going to tell you how you need to handle their particular case.
Sure.
Right? Because everybody's injuries are different. Every client is going to be different, obviously. And some clients, require more attention than others. Some clients are very hands-off. But, one of the things that I like about HealthBridge is, I always tell the client, sometimes you will have clients who maybe they're confused about how the process works, and they'll call me up, telling me about the medical condition. Here's something that I'm dealing with or something. And I say, look, I am not a doctor, okay? I understand the medicine as well as I need to in order to interpret it for the client, right? Or interpret it for the insurance company when I'm trying to resolve the person's case. Or, in order to be able to speak about it with some intelligence. But I didn't go to school for medicine, right? And I'm, I don't know. A lot of the things that they need answers to. So, getting them set up with a practice like HealthBridge that, they're going to be able to communicate with effectively, that they're going to get all the answers that they do need. That's critical because we want to make sure that our people are well taken care of. We want to make sure that they get the full extent of the treatment that they need. And I always tell them, if a client comes in and they're limited to it, for example, and they got a sprain injury, they got a strain injury or something, I always tell them, look, if you come back to me in 3 weeks and you say that you feel 100%, you're A-okay, that's great. You have your health.
Right.
That's important, right? That's, at the end of the day, we're here to treat injuries. We're not here to make them up.
Right, sure, right.
if that's the case, then that's great. But if that's not the case, and if the person is still having problems down the road, I want to make sure that they're not going to be left, high and dry by the person that they're treating with, that they need to see in order to get better. So, it's just a matter of making sure that it's all about communication, right?
But
it's just making sure that everybody's communicating effectively with each other so that the patient is doing their part to get better, that we're doing our part to make sure that their interests are being protected and that they're getting quality medical care.
Setting expectations at the beginning of which can be a long road. So in other words, a personal injury case can last some time.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that to the issue to let people understand, okay, here's what you can expect to make sure that they, don't think they're walking in there. They got T-boned on the street. And so since there was a witness there, they may think, well, I've got to be getting I got a lawsuit here and I've got to be getting settled in about a month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what firm you are, aside from God himself, there's a standard protocol. And when it comes to the process and setting expectations from day one, got to be important to you as a firm,
yeah,
and to that individual and their emotional health.
Well, and we don't, I always tell people it's a matter of information, right? When I'm meeting with a client for the first time, I want to give them all the information that they need to understand how the process is going to work and how things are going to go and what we're going to be able to do for them and how we'll know that, once we have the information that we need to proceed on a claim, or not, sometimes simply, like I said, if somebody gets a little dinged up, right, but they feel okay in a little while, well then, good. We're going to make sure that all your medical bills get paid. We're going to protect you to the extent that we can. But, if like I said, it's just a matter of giving them all the information they need from the outset to understand the process. Because I'm not going to tell somebody when they walk in my office, oh, you've got a $50,000 case. I don't know, right? A lot of times from the outset, if the person hasn't gotten their diagnostics done yet, we don't know what the extent of the injuries are.
Right.
And you hope for the best, right? But, you know, if the person is...
Also depends on the type of insurance. It also often depends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't know what the third-party policy looks like. You don't know whether the person has underinsured or uninsured motorist coverage under their own policy. You
exactly.
don't know the extent of the benefits that are available to them, right? And, you know, you just like to make sure that you communicate effectively enough with the person that they can understand, you know, how it's going to go. And that we're going to be there for them, and we're going to, you know, every step of the day, if they need to get us on the phone, right, or shoot us an email, we're going to get back to them, and we're going to make sure that they understand what's going on with their case.
All right, we are going to have more from the HealthBridge Highlight Hour after the break.
HealthBridge was established over 30 years ago by compassionate chiropractic physicians who understand the physical limitations that come with aches and pains, trauma, and unforeseen motor vehicle accidents and work injuries. With 8 locations throughout Philadelphia, Montgomery, and Lehigh County, our team of doctors are experienced in evaluating and treating all musculoskeletal injuries. At HealthBridge, we provide chiropractic, therapeutic exercise, active release therapy, joint mobilization, core stabilization, work hardening, and numerous other individualized treatment plans so our patients feel stronger, better, and reinvigorated without pain or limitations. With over 750 five-star Google reviews, our team stays focused and consistent with each new and existing patient to guarantee the best possible result. Please visit our website at healthbridgechiro.com or call now to schedule an appointment 833-422-4766 and Comfort and Care is your home for prosthetics and orthotics throughout South Jersey and the greater Philadelphia area, serving the region for 45 years. And since 2015, faithfully serving patients from the new state-of-the-art facility in Magnolia, New Jersey. Comfort and Care knows there's more to prosthetics and orthotics than just equipment. They work with both you and your insurance provider to address all of your needs and custom craft the best solutions for you. All of their prosthetists and orthotists are board certified and licensed in both Pennsylvania and New Jersey with many years of success stories and very satisfied patients. Contact them today, toll free at 888-852-0181 to arrange for them to come see you or visit them on the web at www.comfortcare.com for information on their modern state-of-the-art facility in Magnolia, New Jersey and their other locations near you. Comfort and Care looks forward to serving your accessibility and mobility needs and helping you live a life without limitations. That's Comfort Care, KOMFORTKARE. Toll free at 888-852-0181. Online at comfortcare.com.
This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. You've never done anything so hard in your life. You don't understand how you can finish. It takes inner strength and desire to become a Marine. When I finished, I was like, I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me and said, good morning, Marine.
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the HealthBridge Highlight Hour. We're sponsored by HealthBridge Chiropractic. We got a fantastic show. Our host sitting in for in the cleanup seat, sitting in for Dr. Matt Marcus, is Dr. John Panucci. Ben Simmons is our guest of the Pheno Law, and you know, we got a great conversation. Ben's one of the premier personal injury attorneys in the city of Philadelphia, from the great firm of DeFino Law Associates. And of course, Dr. John Panucci is from HealthBridge Chiropractic, one of the premier injury firms, injury practices in the city of Philadelphia. All that aside, we were talking during the break, you're saying when you show up to a restaurant as Ben, must be great to be Ben Simmons. And aside from all the shooting, you get some good, seats in restaurants, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I've gotten great restaurant reservations. You know.
And then you just show them what's
in it. I'm taking it back now, though. He's not allowed to use the
yeah. name. Now you got people waiting for you. I'm going to give that guy a piece of my mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were going to the place the other night, and the guy told me he almost wasn't going to let me in.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. We're waiting for Joel Embiid to show up next year. Having said that, you know, in your world, Doc, I'm treating a lot of injury patients. And by the way, my wife, we got in a car accident when we were kids. And my wife had a, she felt great for the first day or so. And about a few days later, her neck starts to, you know, and we were kids. We didn't even put two and two together, but this is unbelievable. I witnessed like all year long, she was getting pinched nerves in her neck. A year later, it was New Year's morning. So it was years ago. The disc just exploded in her neck a year later. Mm. So to say that you may not know what your injury is, it's why we feel like you need to be educated in the law, and it's why it's important to know the professionals. A lot of people, that you know, they don't. If you don't, you know, get educated, we're going to talk about health insurance. I mean, auto insurance in a second. But if you don't get educated, you know, insurance companies often have a protocol. And they'll put, you know, and even your own insurance company, you might be sitting there. I'll ask Ben Simmons this question. So I just can't get over that. What's up with the shooting? No.
Can talk about that if you want to. I got very strong opinions on that.
I was thinking about that today a little earlier before we came in. But what is the you know, how often does an insurance company call somebody and ask them on the day of the accident, how you feeling? And they may not be in a catastrophic injury. Accident. They don't think anyway. Because you could say my accident wasn't catastrophic. The guy hit us from behind at a light, and he was parked behind us, and then the green light turned, but not for the left hand signal. Mm-hmm. So he just hits me from 5 feet away. Wasn't that bad? Didn't seem catastrophic, and yet my wife ended up having catastrophic injuries. So having said that, how often does somebody get a call from their own insurance company or who else, the other insurance company, how you feeling? And how often is that used against them?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's been one of the things that's happened within the last few years. You know, I'm not going to name any particular carriers, but some of them have begun doing first-party statements with their own insureds, right? It always used to be like, hey, you know, the third parties, whoever hit you, right, the third party, their insurance company would want to take a statement from your client, right, just to figure out how the accident happened and all those kinds of things. But, you know, if an attorney wasn't involved, they would also be trying to figure out what the extent of the injuries was early on, before the person even knows themselves, really. And insurance companies have started doing it with their own policyholders, that they'll call you up. They want to take a recorded statement from you to basically suss out how hurt they think you are. Right?
Over the phone.
Yeah, basically. You know, they want,
which is why you
so
need
so that they can use that as a basis to try to deny continuing your benefits. And it's just inappropriate.
Interesting about it is a lot of people are not litigious. They're not looking to do, they don't want to, you know, start anything with their insurance, but just by nature. They don't realize that when they get in a car accident, there's protocols already in place. Mm-hmm. Things are in motion they don't even see coming or understand, you know, what the situation is. Dr. Panucci, talk about the importance of having good representation for somebody who's injured in an accident or in a work injury, particularly because a lot of, you know, the insurance companies, from what I understand, are in the business of collecting premiums, not paying them out. And to your, you know, I mean, you guys will treat somebody, even if it's a case where the insurance company is opposing them, you care about the clients enough to where, you know, you take a shot, and then it's important because you know that a good firm is you know, working with you to, you know, to get paid. But in the case that they don't, you don't turn people down.
100%. I mean, the right attorney makes a difference. I tried to get Joel Embiid here, but unfortunately
he couldn't do it.
He was booked, so I
didn't realize that Ben was an attorney. Right, I got you.
I tried for Joel, but listen, Ben Simmons from DeFino Law, I mean, he's just great. I know him for a long time now, and I would trust him with my mother, my grandmother, and it makes a huge difference. And I think one of the big things that I see, and obviously Ben will kind of speak more upon it. But it's just the attorneys calling back their clients. And I hear it all the time. My attorney never calls me. He doesn't answer my phone calls, right. My emails. I think he doesn't care about me. Where Bandon goes above and beyond. He calls his clients, hey, are you treating Dr. Panucci? Are you happy with everything going on in there? Is he taking good care of you? And that's one thing that we do great at Healthbridge Chiropractic is we connect with our patients. And you see a lot of people out there and these doctors, and I'm not going to name names, and they treat their patients like numbers. Right. And you see it all the time. It's a mill.
Dr. Marcus says that all the time. It's vitally important because the person's already gone through a living hell.
100%. And that's the bottom line. You want this patient, you want them to feel comfortable. That when they come and see us, as you said earlier, 2-3 times a week, they want to come in and see me. I want them to not physically feel better, but mentally. And it's mentally draining when you're in this car accident. You're in pain. You don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to move. So why do I got to see Dr. Pinchy 2-3 times a week? You know what? He makes me feel better. Not just my body and my bones and my muscles, my joints, but mentally. I walk into his office. The front desk is smiling. How are you doing today?
How is you talk about culture? We discussed that. When you have 8 locations, what's the secret to expanding and growing, but still maintaining a small practice feel and knowing that the person up in whatever in this area is whoever's answering the phone or greeting somebody at the door at the desk. Is they know they're exuding the sentiments that the owners of the practice have.
Yeah, well, that comes down to my partners and I. I mean, and that's what it comes down to is relying on your partners and knowing that when we all look at people to hire, we're hiring good, well-educated front desks and chiropractors. I mean, we have the best of the best.
So human relations resources is got to be a big part of it at the beginning.
We're hands-on, Joe. I mean, we're seeing these people 2-3 times a day. They got it's not just my hair flow that you're looking at over here. They got
he does have a hair
you
flow
know,
going.
Because
at my business, we treat everybody like crap.
Yeah.
I make sure I hire the biggest bit. That keeps people up late at night. In other words, knowing that if you don't have a hold on, if everybody doesn't exude that same sentiment, at the beginning, and one of the things that, when we had you and your partners on in the past, what I loved about it was the fact that you all had not only each other's back, but you all cared, you had a focus on a different thing so that everything was covered. I think Dr. Mahare was, I think one of the things that he was really focused on is the experience at the desks, and everybody cares about that, but somebody's got to deal with marketing. Somebody's got to deal with the facilities. Somebody's got to deal with but you all deal with the medical together with that similar, you're caring about the patient. That's got to be second to none.
We all have our niche, and that's what makes us great. I mean, like you said, Dr. Marcus loves doing that marketing. We have Dr. Mahare behind the desk there taking care of things, and we can all come together if we have any questions about the medical conditions, and that's what we rely on. I mean, that's the only way you can grow. I mean, like you said, there's no I in team.
Yeah.
So if you want to grow and be successful, you got to have a great team, great surrounding, and not just our doctors, but we have great billing department, our front desk. I mean, we just have an all-around great network, and I cannot imagine working for anywhere else. I mean, it's just phenomenal.
And Ben, when you started at Defino, obviously, I mean, it was 11 years ago, but at the same time, great leadership there. Like you said, individuals that are not only from the neighborhood, but like legendary from the neighborhood. What was that process of learning the culture?
Oh God. Well, I didn't know much about South Philly. I thought South Street was South Philly, and I started working down there. I mean, it's a whole different world.
It's a family oriented area.
It's deep Italian South Philly, So like trying to kind of ingratiate myself into the neighborhood was a tall order,
right.
I mean, everybody there knows everybody.
Oh, yeah.
They know each other's business.
Yeah, they know if you're
secrets,
a local or not.
They know each other's history.
Right. It's, by the way, it's the same. I live in East Falls, right? It's not a heavily Italian area, but it is. But, when you're a local, you're a local. You're a Falser.
Yeah.
And when you're not, like you said, they know it from, but But you know, being working for DeFino had to help. In other words, getting accepted
for
had to
sure.
be quick.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, Mike and Vinny, you know, the guys at the shop now, and you know, their father Anthony and just a lot of credibility. You know, I mean, I think people just have looked up
by
to
the way,
them
that's
and just
a lot of credibility,
trust
a lot of trust.
You know, yeah, a lot of trust. And it is important, you know. I mean, in law and in medicine, you know, the consequences that you can, if you don't do it the right way, the consequences can be disastrous. You know, I mean, with the medicine, for example, you know, I've had clients come in over the years who maybe they had been somewhere else beforehand, and they, you know, were treating with another doctor, and they come in, and I start looking at all their medical records, and I realize that the doctor took all the PIP, but never got them to an orthopedist. So they got paid, right? But the person maybe doesn't have health insurance, and now we've got very limited options as far as trying to get them to see an orthopedist, which should have happened already while they still had benefits available to them. Or I see somebody come in with, you know, months of medical records, and I'm looking through every single one of these, and every 30 days this person's getting a new script of Percocet, you know, whatever it might be. And rather than getting to the right doctors that they need, they're hooked on opioid pain medication now. Right. That's not...
Yeah,
that's not a solution.
By the way, that's
a
great
problem.
It's a great point. As a professional, as their lawyer and their doctor, you know, you're looking at them in with an approach from 1,000 feet and making sure that issues like that are not taking place. That, by the way, that is a very trusting relationship. By the way, you know, in this business, you know, you're so used to growing up, especially in a neighborhood like South Philly where the doctors, the family doctors are like members of the family. It's sort of trusted. You get injured on the job, and all of a sudden, you're used to the family relationship, and the panel doctor doesn't resemble anything remotely. Might as well be going to often. Some do, but some do not. And that's why it's so vitally important.
No, but that's why, and like, sorry, John, I don't want to step on your toes, but that's why, you know, having
been
you know,
here
John
what,
and 45 South
45 minutes taking the show, I don't care. I'm just kidding.
having John in South Philly, having Kurt out in West, having, you know, the different doctors, the different locations, you know, they're sort of enmeshed within that community then also,
sure.
Right? So we can make sure, because a lot of primary care doctors, right, one of the big issues that we run into is when a client gets into an accident, they'll go to the ER, but then the ER will say, well, look, we did some x-rays, nothing seems to be broken, so follow up with your family doctor. But then assuming you can get an appointment with your family doctor, it's going to take a little while.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they may or may not be affiliated with the practice that they can send you
great
to
point.
Because they're not in the business necessarily of handling accident cases because they're doing primary practice.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of different things, a lot of different clients that they're seeing for
a lot
chronic
of them
medical
even
conditions,
see a family.
All these kinds of things. So not to disparage the family doctors at all, right?
No, I get
but
it.
What they're doing, they're running kind of, they do have sort of volume practices because they have a lot of people that they're trying to take care of. So that's why it's important that, you know, and all, you know, like the HealthBridge offices are, you know, sort of, I don't want to say primary care practices in themselves, right? But you send them.
They can quarterback
once,
the
once
case.
A client goes there, exactly. We know that they're going to care about that person. They're going to get them to the places that they do need to be.
So having said that, let's talk a couple things. We got about 10 minutes, I think. But auto insurance, okay? A lot of this whole situation starts when you're picking your auto insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about if you're giving somebody advice, what type of insurance should they have and you know what insurances should they have with their policy, and then we'll talk about PIP also.
Mm-hmm. It's important. It's amazing how much you can add to your liability coverage, right?
Yeah.
You know, for a relatively little increase in your premium, right? And a lot of people I see do have limited third-party liability coverage, right? And I mean, and I'm just talking about what you owe to the other drivers on the road. Because in Pennsylvania, you know, a state minimum policy, and this is thanks to the insurance lobby, a state minimum policy is $15,000 in medical benefits. So I've had clients who have gotten struck as pedestrians who don't have any of their own auto insurance because they don't drive. And they get struck by a vehicle. They wind up in the hospital for a couple of months. They've got maybe, I don't know, $75,000-$80,000 in outstanding medical bills or a lien with Medicare or their health insurance, whatever it might be. And the most that we can get from the other driver is $15,000, right? So it works both ways, right? When you're getting your own liability coverage, make sure that you're protecting yourself by having enough, you know, benefits available, third-party benefits, in case, you know, God forbid you hurt somebody else. that you can make sure that A, they're compensated, right, for their injuries, but B, you're protecting yourself, you're protecting your home, you're protecting your assets and all those kinds of things.
I talk about the difference between full tort and limited tort, because
but
people
then
don't.
You got your first party benefits, right? You've got your full tort and your limited tort coverage. And if you're limited tort, you're going to wind up limiting your options in the event that you are injured in an accident significantly, right? Because you have to establish, in order to breach limited tort, right, in order to recover non-economic damages, pain, suffering, inconvenience, discomfort, you need to establish that you either died or you suffered disfigurement or a serious impairment of a bodily function, right? And that the standard is high. It's very high, unfortunately. And sometimes it can be fairly clear cut, you know, but sometimes I've had, you know, plenty of people from insurance companies tell me, well, even if you did herniate a disc in this accident, if it doesn't affect your ability to do things on a day-to-day basis and it's just pain, then we don't think that breaches.
Why don't
so
the
you now have
companies...
a permanent injury?
Yeah.
That hurts. But if it's not a permanent impairment of a bodily function, they're
right.
saying that that doesn't that's not compensable.
It's a fight.
You shouldn't recover for that.
It.
And then you got to take it to court and you got to go to trial and you got to put it in front of a jury and you know, it's not worth it. You know, you
talk
can,
about also in that situation because how many people mix up full coverage and full tort. They think that, you know, they got full body. You know, they don't realize it's just for their, you know, the body, you know, to get the dents out of the car if you get, or but it's really in a lot of ways, full coverage doesn't even exist. But how many people confuse it?
All the time. You know, people say, oh, I got full coverage. Full coverage just means that you have third-party liability coverage and you have PIP coverage and maybe collision, right? But you don't even need to have collision coverage in Pennsylvania under your own policy. So a lot of times people don't really understand the extent of the coverage that they do have. And it starts with the agent. You know, I mean, I think everybody should have an insurance agent that they trust and that actually communicates with them. Because people go to get a policy and literally they're just, you know, whoever the underwriter is, they're just trying to sell it to them, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to sell a policy.
And they're trying to push the money concept.
Though. Yeah, and they know that if they don't sell it to that person, they're going to go somewhere else and they're going to get a cheaper policy that's going
to
provide worse
but
coverage.
A lot of it has to do with us not being educated and just making one requirement, get me the best deal
exactly,
possible.
Exactly.
But
and
nobody,
the best thing you can do for yourself, not only having full tort coverage under your auto policy, and I know it costs a little bit of extra money, but once you've been in this situation, you understand just how valuable it is. That and having uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage are critically important because If you don't have uninsured motorist coverage, if some guy smokes you on the highway, and I had this a little while ago, guy got hit, got run into the barricade, wound up needing a hip surgery, the other car took off. No way to figure out who it was. No camera footage, no nothing. So that guy's gone. And my guy didn't have uninsured motorist coverage on his policy. He didn't have anything to recover against for a hip surgery. He had 90 staples.
Unbelievable. Doc, I mean, and that's the education. Doc, you heard Ben talk about PIP. You know, a lot of people, the minimum in Philadelphia is in Pennsylvania, $5,000. How fast can that go? Somebody at an accident. I mean, you guys are treating people no matter what, even if they, if the work injury's not been approved yet or whatever. But the point is, PIP can go fairly quick, especially if it's an emergency, an ambulance, and an emergency room visit.
Well, yeah, Joe, I mean, you just said it. I mean, that person takes that trip to the hospital and the ambulance, and they go to the ER and a couple of x-rays and the CAT scan. I mean, you're pretty much $5,000 is gone.
Right.
It does not give that patient a lot of recovery and things that they need to get done. And as you said earlier, if the patient is in need for diagnostic studies such as MRIs and kind of what Ben touched on earlier, that PIP's exhausted, a lot of these MRI facilities won't see the patients.
Right.
So they're not getting what they need to get done to find out what the extent of the injury is. So it's very difficult. And as you said, I mean, no matter what, we're here to treat our patients, take care of them, and get them feeling good. And
What type of modalities do you guys, I mean, you have a wide variety of ways to treat people, but talk about that. We got a couple of minutes, might as well throw it in there.
Yeah, sure. I mean, as soon as patients come in, as we said, every individual has a different kind of workout plan. I mean, we do chiropractic adjustments. We do therapeutic exercises. We have TheraBands. We have TRX bands. We have battle ropes. We're doing muscle stimulation for our patients. We have all kinds of techniques in our offices. I mean, again, it's always based on the individual, right? The body type, the size of the patient,
the injury,
and kind of their extent of pain. I mean, everybody has a different pain level. Yours might be a 9 and Ben's might be a 3. So the way I treat you is going to be a little different the way I treat Ben.
Well, having said that, what I love about chiropractic is the fact that you can walk in, bend over, can't even, you know, move, and then walk out standing straight up. It's one of the only professions that immediate relief is possible. That's got to be great satisfaction.
That's the best. I mean, a quick little example is I played soccer in college for 4 years. I was actually going for be a pharmacist. And when I got injured, I went to a chiropractor, and I was having some back pain and some leg pain. And I went in there. He did a couple of adjustments, and I walked out feeling great. And right there in that spot is what had me switch.
Wow.
And I went into a chiropractic and never looked back.
Wow.
And it's incredible, as you said. I mean, you not to, again, for medical doctors, obviously there's a need for medication and
right,
everything.
Sure, absolutely.
But you walk in there, you walk in with pain, and you walk out with a script of medication.
Right.
So you walk in with pain, you walk out with pain. And you see, and that's why I love about chiropractic, is you actually walk in there with feeling discomfort. You can walk out feeling more, stand up erect, stand up straight, feeling better.
Absolutely. It's happened to me many times. Having said that, brings to completion the fastest hour in radio, the Healthbridge Highlight Hour. Amazing. Ben Simmons of Defino Law, if you would, your contact information if anybody wants to get in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Joe. We're in South Philly, 2541 South Broad. We're at phillyfirm.com. It's Defino Lawyers, D-E-F-I-N-O lawyers.com, or Philly Firm. And phone is 215-551-9099. We're always available. You'll hit our answering service. You'll get our wonderful receptionist, Flossie. She'll take care of you. And give us a call. And if you have a problem, we'll just try to help you out.
Awesome. Fantastic. Dr. Panucci, contact information at Healthbridge Chiropractic.
Yeah, so Healthbridge Chiropractic have multiple locations. Again, if you're in the South Philly area, we're at 1913 South Broad Street. Phone number is 215-755-5700. You can always reach us, and we have our website, healthbridgechiro.com. Check us out, and we'll be more than happy to take care of you, your friends, family, anyone's in a car accident or work injury. We're here for you. And I want to say thanks, Joe, and I want to say, hey, Ben, it was great chatting with you today and seeing you, and you're looking good today, buddy.
Always a pleasure, John. You too.
All right, thanks. Gentlemen, for Dr. John Panucci and, of course, Dr. Matt Marcus and everybody at Healthbridge Chiropractic, I want to thank everybody for tuning in for our guest, Ben Simmons of Defino Law. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a phenomenal show, and our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time.
Take care, Joe. Enjoy.